This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on D-ammonium phosphate, DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of the DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag or 50 kilogram. The tentative budgetary requirement for it will be approximately up to 3,850 crore rupees. He said the extra burden will be borne by the union government. The move will ensure availability of DAP to farmers at subsidized, affordable and reasonable prices. The cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. The minister said, under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the first cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to the farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to Union Cabinet's decision, Mr. Modi said the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers. He said the country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation. The rates of commercial LPG has been cut by 14 rupees 50 paise. Now the 19-kilogram cylinder will cost 1,804 rupees in Delhi, 1,756 rupees in Mumbai, 1,911 rupees in Kolkata and 1,966 rupees in Chennai. The rate of cooking gas used in domestic households, however, remained unchanged at 803 rupees per 14.2-kilogram cylinder. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. The Indian Navy is set to commission 3 indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vakshir, on the 15th of this month at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Commissioning of these 3 combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defence self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. India and Pakistan today exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. Under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008, such lists are exchanged every year on 1st of January and on 1st of July. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that India has shared names of 381 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared names of 49 civilian prisoners and 217 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year. In a social media post, the President urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. The sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat will commence tomorrow. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. And with that, we end this news bulletin.